Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Ray McGovern's going to be with us for just two segments. Former top CIA analyst Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. coming up the next segment. Then I'm going to open the phones up. In fact, if you want to go ahead and get lined up, quarterback this, folks, you want to call in about any of the issues I've already raised, I'd like to hear from Austinites if you can get on. You can get through about 40% rate increase on average last year. The city says 80%, and they say it's for the earth. So private companies make a bigger profit by shutting down their competition, and the city regulates it so you pay more artificially, and then says it's for the earth that General Electric power plants supplying Austin make more money. I mean, it is so outlandishly, nakedly criminal. So the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. What do you think about in the U.S., Canada, and England, and Australia, and New Zealand, they fly over your house with helicopters or they check your power bill, and when they see that you're using more power than you should, surveilling you without warrants, they come and SWAT team your house, and when no marijuana is found, they bring in house inspectors to find leaks or windows that don't have the right caulking and give you fines. It's the message of, you're always wrong, you're always a criminal, we the nanny state are always right, and we're going to eat out your substance. They told all these counties and cities, you're going to lose your jobs unless you raise more money, because the city's all invested in derivatives and are basically bankrupted by design, so now they've got to get even more money to give it to the bankers that, you know, control their little criminal city manager so they can do that. And no amount of squeezing will ever get you enough money to keep your job. In 3 or 4 years, it's already begun in some areas, after you're done exsanguinating, sucking your county and city dry, they're going to fire most of you. So suck everything you can out of everybody, pay it to the bankers that suck all the money out of your town, and then get ready to be fired. Because I've talked to the police and others. They tell them, they say, you got to raise more money or you're going to get laid off or you're going to get your pay cut. And you got to do this. You got to do this. Look at this article I was just reading. It says, I'm looking for the part here where it says they track your power consumption. And it says that once they see that your power, that you're using too much power, that's when they come to your house and demand to inspect it. Here it is. Grow op bylaw programs sound like a bad dream based on provincial legislation. They allow municipal inspectors to enter homes, which what they deem, so they're God now. See, no judge, no jury, no. This is in the U.S., England, and Canada. They're all under common law in Canada as well. Quote, abnormally high electricity usage, about 93 kilowatts or more a day, and look for evidence. See, they look in your house without a warrant for the evidence of illegal marijuana grow ops for public safety. And what's worse, when no marijuana is found, you are always charged for the inspection. Oh, isn't that loving? And, of course, now people that have snakes, lizards, or guinea pigs. Here's the BBC. Bradford cannabis raid finds guinea pig heater. I talked to an Austin cop more than a decade ago, and he said, oh, yeah, a lot of times, yeah, we check people's power bills, and we broke into one house. We had a warrant, but we broke in. The lady was gone. So it was like a 90-something-year-old retired UT professor, they found out, who had a whole bunch of fish tanks. She was a fish scientist. I forget the name of that. I know a person that studies birds is an ornithologist. And there was dozens of fish tanks in there. And they just left. Never even told her they were there. But, hey, that's watching your power consumption. I mean, again, it's just, hey, wasn't the Bill of Rights and Constitution, wasn't the Magna Carta nice in England and Canada and New Zealand, Australia? I guess we had these basic liberties for reasons, huh?
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every day we spend at least half an hour covering Iran, because if there's a war with Iran, the different possibilities run from bad to worse. That's why the last two chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have told Israel, do not attack Iran. That's why the former head of Mossad basically got fired a year ago by Bibi Netanyahu for saying don't do it. That's why most of his general staff have said don't do it. Now, it's now being reported that Netanyahu was the guy 2 days ago that canceled the naval drill and ground drills with the U.S., basically steaming towards a confrontation in the Strait of Hormuz with the Iranians. The Iranians, because of their military bases being blown up and their scientists being assassinated, have said, okay, we'll stop denying that you're engaged in guerrilla warfare and sabotage against us, because our public now knows you're doing it, and yeah, we look weak, so we'll just attack your ships if you come back through the Strait of Hormuz, which is a wild escalation. And the head of their parliamentary intelligence arm said, we'll attack Tel Aviv and New York in asymmetrical warfare, a huge escalation. And I didn't just believe the Jerusalem Post when I saw that 2 weeks ago. I went to the Iranian news agencies, Press TV and others, and they did say that. So joining us is Ray McGovern to break down the huge escalations. Here is the Hill newspaper today. U.S. and Iran inch closer to military conflict. The sanctions are going on, which are crippling at the end of the month against the gasoline that they import. They export raw oil, they import gas, because the West for decades won't let them ship in refinery equipment. Halliburton gave themselves a waiver in the White House where they could sell them some. And so what they have is Halliburton. Incredible corruption here by the folks lecturing us on how evil Iran is. Ray McGovern, of course, is an Army veteran, Vietnam era, and also, of course, a top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. And he's also a political activist and writes for great organization, consortiumnews.com. And that's the short bio. But he's an analyst, and he's given us stunningly accurate information in the last decade. Ray, looking at this, we're seeing evidence of them not having the naval confrontation, but then separately we're hearing that on Capitol Hill it's moving closer to confrontation. You've got the sources, both former and current intelligence. What is your intel, sir, on where we are right now on that doomsday clock?
Well, Alex, I think the big news is the cancellation of the very large joint exercises that had been planned for this spring with Israel, and the United States. This is a biggie. There were several thousand U.S. troops already deployed to Israel, already there, still there, ready to do this exercise. So the reason why it's been canceled, I think Obama has finally been persuaded that he has to put the brakes on Israel and its attempts to start something with Iran, something that he would drag the United States into. Things are very dicey there. As you probably know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Martin Dempsey, is due in Israel, I believe, tomorrow or Thursday to talk to his opposite numbers. Now, what's the bottom line for me? Well, the bottom line for me still is how seriously Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister, Ehud Barak, how seriously they take our president. Do they believe that he would have the courage not to support the Israeli military were they to provoke or to start some military action against Iran? Or do they think he's a wuss? Pardon the expression. That's in the Bronx. That's what we call a person who would not even stand up for his sister, the worst possible crime. Do they think that they can put their right thumb on their nose and wiggle the rest of their fingers when he tells them, please don't build any more settlements or please don't attack the U.S. boat to Gaza? Or, well, you know, they are used to thumbing their nose at the president and receiving great applause from our standing Congress people every time he comes to address a joint meeting of Congress. So the most important thing is how seriously the Israelis take our president when he apparently told Netanyahu on the phone last Thursday, please, please don't start a war against Iran. Do they have to take that seriously, or in more Israeli fashion, could they start something and rather than ask for permission or even tell us about it, ask for sort of quasi-forgiveness after the die is cast? I don't know, but it's getting very, very dicey there. And the president's record in facing into what the Israelis want to do on this or that issue has not been good. And so I continue to worry, even though this sign of the canceled exercise is a very positive sign. Let me just add a footnote here, Alex. I'm not the president, but if I were, I wouldn't be sending all my officials to Tel Aviv. You know, he sent Panetta last month, and now he's sending the head of the armed forces, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey. I would say, send your head of the IDF. Send your equivalent to the chairman of the Joint
Chiefs. It does look like the United States is being summoned. It looks like the tail is wagging the dog.
Yeah, it looks like we're in the role of the person making the entreaty. Please, please don't do this. And I would expect that at least there would be a reciprocal arrangement. If our Secretary of Defense, Panetta, is going to go to Tel Aviv, at least they could ask the head of their armed forces, their chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff equivalent, to come here. And you know, it really matters what the locale is. And if you want to read somebody the Riot Act, as to his great credit, Admiral Mullen did 2 years ago, when it looked like the Israelis were about to do what they may be about to do now, he went over there and he made a speech as soon as he arrived in Jerusalem. And he said, you know, a war with Iran would be a very, very, very bad idea.
And he raised the USS Liberty, which was unprecedented.
That's exactly right. So, you know, if you want to underscore how serious the situation is, you pick a Navy admiral who knows about the USS Liberty, who knows how easy it is to get into a fighting match, either deliberately or by accident in a close place like the Persian Gulf. Now, Dempsey, he doesn't, you know, the jury is out on Dempsey, but the way he bubbled up to the top, so to speak, suggests to me that he's more a creature of the Pentagon system, where generals promote other generals depending on how often they've been able to avoid being involved in a controversy.
All right, well, let's expand on this, Ray. What changed in the last 4 or 5 days? And I guess it must be face saving then. If reportedly Obama said don't do this, and then now Netanyahu says he canceled it, as U.S. and Israeli papers are reporting. What changed? I mean, from what I've seen, the Russian foreign minister and the deputy prime minister, as you know, came out and said, this is an attack on our national interest, which is a signal for we'll get involved. The Chinese have said we'll get involved because 20% of their oil comes out of Iran. Did that enter into this, the fact that Russia and China made noises that they're not going to sit on the sidelines?
Well, Alex, first off, I would say that the word that Netanyahu canceled the exercises is very suspect. I would say that that's a cover story. Nobody wants to embarrass the Israelis, even though we do embarrass them by canceling these exercises. But I'm 99% sure that it was the White House canceled them, and they're allowing the Israelis to say, oh, no, Netanyahu canceled them.
Is that because they got intel that the Iranians were going to open up on the ships? Because the Iranians said, you've got one warning, don't come back through here.
Yeah. Well, you know, the strait is not all that wide, the port that's navigable. The Iranians can, in fact, do that. I don't think the Iranian government would do that deliberately. But as I say, it's so dicey, so iffy, and so susceptible of provocation or accident there that any sober-minded general or president would try to do something. Now, what I think was key here was the assassination of that young scientist. Apparently, he was a chemical scientist.
The deputy head of that enrichment program.
Right, yeah. Now, that was clearly a Mossad operation. Everyone pretty much concedes that now. And, you know, not only was that pretty heinous, I mean, have you seen the pictures of the scientist's family?
And, yes.
You know, I mean, and the head of the spokesman of the Israeli Defense Forces says, well, I'm not going to shed a tear over it, you know? And the bluster and the kind of arrogance that was displayed there suggests to me that was very, very really a unilateral Israeli operation. They have all that capability. They don't need the CIA to help them on those kinds of things. And so they not only did it, but they bragged about it. It was the fifth one, and they didn't so much as tell Hillary Clinton or anybody else they were going to do it. Right at this very dicey time, okay? It looked very much to everyone who...
And so that angered the power structure that they weren't consulted on the escalation.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when things are so labile, as the Germans would say, they're so dicey in the straits and the Persian Gulf, you don't want people to do this on their own hook, okay? and have the U.S. Automatically blamed for it together with the Israelis. So it was then that something very curious happened, Alex, and this is kind of interesting.
Well, stay there, Ray. We're going to come right back. Tell us about this on the other side.
Okay.
And where all of this is going. And again, folks, we're not endorsing the mullahs and the Iranians. We are not endorsing what could cause World War III and $7 or more a gallon gas. We're trying to have cooler heads prevail here. And that's why most of the Israeli power structure doesn't want a war as well. The question is, why do others want it?
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Okay, we are back. Ray McGovern, retired former top CIA analyst, joins us. Writes, of course, for Consortium News. We also posted at Infowars.com. Finish your point about the Israelis not checking with the United States, and you think that's what changed this. And then I want to go back to, I am seeing more hawkish rhetoric suddenly from the Iranians, And I didn't normally see that in the past. And I wanted to ask you why we're seeing some of those statements in your view, Ray.
Okay. Yeah, what I was starting to say was a new development that has been around for a long time but just had not been released or surfaced. It has to do with the Israelis going around recruiting people in Iran and other places like that, posing as CIA officers. It's kind of a false flag recruitment. It's done all the time, but it's usually done either with the permission of, or at least the tacit admission that this happens when you use an ally's name. What the Israelis were doing was trying to recruit terrorists, acknowledged to be terrorists. The Jundullah is one group there in Iran, and they were posing as CIA case officers. Now, that's been known for years within the CIA, and all of a sudden, this week, it surfaces, all right? And it surfaces in such a way as to say the CIA professionals are really, really ticked off at this. There is a certain honor among thieves, if I can put it that way. There is a certain regime that you don't do this to a close ally's intelligence service, and the Israelis are doing it all the time, and especially with respect to Iran, to assassinate folks and stuff like that. Now, what I want to pick up on is your earlier question just before we went to break, Alex, where you said, well, why would anybody want a war, okay? Now, let me be clear here. Everybody's thinking that the nuclear weapon issue is the biggie. It's not. Let me say it. Let me be clear, as the president would say, all right? The Israelis and the United States are not primarily motivated by fear of a nuclear weapon in Iran's hands, okay? The Secretary of Defense, Sunday before last, asked himself rhetorically, are the Iranians working on a nuclear weapon? No. That's a direct quote, okay? They aren't. So why all this falderal? Well, it's an election year. The top Israeli leaders think they can mousetrap the U.S. into doing something that they almost succeeded in getting Bush and Cheney to do. There's very little risk for them to do that, they think, okay? And they can do what the primary objective is, regime change, okay? It reminds me, you know, it reminds me of how Paul Wolfowitz and those neocons used WMD in Iraq. Anybody remember that? Okay. Wolfowitz finally admitted, you know, when they were riding high after they got into Baghdad, he finally admitted, well, WMD, oh, it's just something that we could all agree on bureaucratically. And so we use that as the reason. Okay. Wasn't the real reason. So the analogy is apt. A nuclear weapon development on the part of Iran is not the real reason. The real reason is regime change, and our leaders are joined at the hip with the Likud government in Tel Aviv. That's what they want. They see an opportunity to do it, and so they're trying to do it. Now, the best way for them to do it, of course, is to provoke things. Now, let me just pick up on, you know, because of McGovern, you say that they're not worried about a nuclear weapon. I say definitively, no, they're not. Now, what's my proof?
Well, Pakistan has over 100.
Yeah, but the proof is that when in 2003, the Iranians came to us and they said, look, we're prepared to negotiate everything, even our nuclear development program. We know that we're entitled to develop nuclear energy for energy, but we'll negotiate the whole thing. John Bolton, who was at the State Department at that point, turned them down and said, go somewhere, okay? Then what happens? Well, in a couple of years later, the Iranians are running low on the 20% enriched fuel that they need to power their medical nuclear reactor, okay? And so there's a sort of a juncture there where they need to refine this to 20%. All they can do now is just for the electrical energy. I think it's less than 5%. So what do they do? Well, a proposal is made by the United States government and by the Europeans and, you know, by anybody who wants to put the Iranians in a bad light. And they say, all right, look, give us 2/3 of your low-enriched uranium, And we'll have it processed out in Russia or France or Turkey. And we'll get
Tell you what, Ray, we got to go to break. This was a short segment. We're going to come back with about 5 more minutes with you. Finish that point, recap it. Then I want to ask you, why are so many experts saying don't have a war? I want you to break down what could happen in this war straight ahead with Ray McGovern.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, attempting to get our constitutional republic back from the big six megabank special interest that have overthrown our republic and are trying to now institute their police state. But it's one thing to pass laws saying that they can secretly arrest citizens and have us disappear into a black hole and use the military against us. It's another thing to actually implement it. And before Ray leaves us here in a few minutes, I did want to raise that point to him, something I haven't talked to him about in the last few months that we've interviewed him. But, Ray, getting back to your point about the Iranians before Ahmadinejad came along, they were ready to deal. They had inspectors everywhere. They're like, here, we'll give you our uranium. You know, you can make sure it's non-weapons grade. We're having to import most of our gasoline. We need power. We're ready to do whatever. We want to come in out of the dark like Libya did. And you see how Libya got treated. You see what happened to Mubarak. I mean, the point is that we all know what happened. But for those that don't know, finish up what happened there, Ray.
Well, not many people know this, Alex. That's why I would like to just mention what happened. You know, when people say, well, McGovern, how do you know that the Israelis really aren't interested in that, really not afraid of this nuclear program, and why is the U.S., you know, in lockstep with them? Well, the proof is in the pudding, you know. Low-enriched uranium, which is all that Iran has right now, needs to be refined to a much higher degree, 90%, to make it suitable for a nuclear weapon. Now, still, that's the material. That's what they use, okay? Now, on October 1st, 2009, the Iranians shocked everyone. You know what they said? They said that they would agree to send as much as 75% of its low-enriched uranium abroad to be turned into fuel for this medical reactor that I talked about before. Now, the New York Times, which is always have a very Zionist bent, even the Times acknowledged, it said, quote, if this happens, this would represent a major accomplishment for the West, reducing Iran's ability to make a nuclear weapon quickly. So they worked it out in Geneva here, and they were going back to Vienna to do the detail work. Okay. Now, what happens a day before they're going back to Vienna? Well, Vienna was to happen on October 19th, 2009. On October 18th, this terrorist organization, for whom the Israelis recruited folks with the pretext that they were U.S. case officers, they detonated a car bomb at a meeting of top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commanders and killed five of them, five brigadier generals, okay? Now, what do you suppose the military and the Revolutionary Guards did? They went to the supreme leader, who was their patron, and said, you're going to negotiate with these guys? You're going to trust them to send out three-quarters of your low-enriched? Come on, give me a break. And so that was the next day. They didn't send their top negotiator. They sent a lower-level guy. They still wanted to do a deal, but the strength of the opposition in Iran to dealing with folks like this spiked the deal, and the U.S. wasn't interested in it either. Now, fast forward a year, and you have the Brazilians and the Turks, the Prime Minister of Turkey and the President of Brazil, working out an agreement, this time not for three-quarters of their low-enriched uranium, but for half of it to be shipped out of the country, out of their control, and refined for their medical reactor. Guess what happens? When they agree on this, within hours, Hillary Clinton gets up at the White House and she says, this is our answer, this is her words, this is our answer to that. We're going to go to more and more sanctions. We're going to cripple the economy of Iran.
So Iran now, is on record. Everything you said is on record, but it never talked about on the news. It's a footnote. They have done nothing but try to actually follow the orders of the quote international community. But the system wants war with Iran. So that leads us to, we only got a few minutes left here with you, Ray. I know you've got to go. We know that the politicians want war as a political distraction, at least some of them, with all the domestic things that are happening. But why are so many top generals and the former head of the Mossad and others saying don't do it?
Well, because it would be suicide. Now, you know, the results, the effects of all this, not only on the world economy, but on various places like Gaza and Lebanon, where people could be put into action to shoot rockets at Israel and that kind of stuff, the effects would be terrible. But the worst effect, and the reason that the head of Mossad, the previously just retired head of Mossad, the Israeli CIA, the reason he said what he said was because he also said that this war would result in the destruction of Israel. Wow. Yeah, he said that. I know that because I said that at an interview, and then I said to myself, McGovern, did you really say that? And I looked up, and sure enough, a day or two later, I realized that Dagan, the former Mossad director, had said that. It's beyond the point where Israel can do this kind of thing.
He also called it a catastrophe. He said it would be a regional catastrophe.
Yeah, and he also said it would be the stupidest thing in the world, which he's absolutely right about. Now, the neocons, the people running our policy, with even with Obama, they're hanging around, they have great difficulty distinguishing between the strategic interests of Israel on the one hand and the strategic interests of the United States on the other. But in this case, they should be coincident. They should be identical. I want to preserve the state of Israel. I don't like its behavior, but I don't want it destroyed. That's what would end up here. And that's perhaps why Dagan felt forced to speak out, because nobody else was saying that in the Israeli body.
Well, it's going to unify that entire region against Israel, and Israel's already lost its worldview as the little guy being picked on, and it would definitely be billed as the villain, and world sympathy would completely evaporate. And I saw a Washington Times interview with folks that are in contact with Netanyahu, and they say that he believes it'll be such a big war that the West will be forced to defeat Iran, and then out of that, he'll be seen as Churchill or something. And yeah. I just don't think that he's right about that.
It's a big roll of the dice, Alex. It's a very big roll of the dice, and we should do everything we can to prevent that dice from being rolled. Because
how do Russia and China tie into that?
Oh, that's a very good question. Now, Russia is becoming much more vocal in saying, look, Iran's right on our southern frontier, pretty much, and we don't like this kind of thing, even the possibility that nuclear weapons might be employed. Besides, you should leave Iran alone. Now, Russia has a big stake in Iran. There's an economic stake there, and China has an even bigger stake. So I fully expect that the Russians and the Chinese are very, very strong in their protestations about all this stuff. And I think that may be as much as this freelance terrorism that is being conducted by Israel within Iran without so much as a buy or leave to us. I think both of those factors may have been enough to persuade the president that he's got to say, pretty please don't do it anymore. And again, I come
sure.
back to the bottom line. Is Netanyahu going to settle for pretty please, or does he think that he has the high cards? He has Congress. He has our press here in this country. Those are pretty high cards. I think he's tempted to do it anyway.
So it may happen anyway, and we'll continue to watch that. In closing, I want to ask you about NDAA, but what about Ron Paul? I mean, I hear it all over neocon radio. I see it all over the news. He's crazy. He doesn't want to attack Iran. And I guess the system's counting on the public's ignorance, because most of the Joint Chiefs, the last two chairmen, top Israelis, the former Mossad head, I mean, most, I'd say 9 out of 10 analysts that I've talked to out there say it's crazy to do this. Don't do it. So, I mean, Ron Paul is really in the same camp when it comes to foreign policy, but because people that want war are in such control of the media, they're able to create that illusion with some of the general public that it's crazy to not want a new war.
That's exactly right. Ron Paul has it exactly right, and I admire him greatly for speaking out the way he has been, despite the derision on the part of the press. The press is no longer a free press in this country, and having been in Washington 50 years, I've seen a lot of change, but the biggest change is that we no longer have, in any real sense, a free press. It's dominated by people who do the bidding of the corporations. There's lots of money to be made, but from war in the Middle East, and there's lots of money to be made by being a strong supporter of Israel, whatever the consequences. So when Ron Paul gets up and tells it like it is, this is crazy. Why do you want to? You want another war? What is this war lust? He's exactly right. It makes no sense, and
right.
I hope he begins to make a dent on the public opinion of this country.
All right. We've only got about a minute and a half left here, so we've got an appointment. NDAA, all these preparations for civil unrest, secret arrest of citizens. I think this is really starting to wake people up. What's your view on NDAA and why Obama said he wouldn't sign it but then signed it?
I think it's the corporate interests and the leadership of our Congress and the White House. You know what, Alex? They're afraid. They're afraid of us. They're afraid of Occupy Washington and Occupy these other cities. They don't know what to do. And what they're really afraid is that if they call the Capitol Police or the Secret Service or the District Police, they might realize they're part of the 99%. And so what do? Well, they want to be able to call on the Army. The Army can be expected to follow orders, and it's sort of like an insurance policy. And you and I are now liable for things that, since the Constitution was written, we never would have been liable before. And it's just an incredibly atrocious situation. I'm glad that Chris Hedges is suing the president over this, because he is a traitor. He is a traitor just prescinding from his oath of office, where he swore, as I did as an Army officer, to support and protect the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, you served five presidents, or was it four? And I've never heard you call a president a traitor, and undoubtedly is. And by the way, I'd like to get Chris Hedges on. I believe you know him. If you've got any contact info, we've been trying to email, but we don't have the right one. I want to get Chris Hedges on. We have an article about it today. Journalist sues Obama over an indefinite detention law. Ray McGovern, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we're glad you're out there, a voice for sanity.
You're most welcome, Alex.
Thank you so much, sir. All right. There he goes. Look, you heard him. I mean, I'm not an enemy of Israel. I don't want to see bad things happen to any country. But when the majority of Israelis in polls don't want this war, and most of the military brass says don't do it, I mean, that's when you know it's bad. I mean, it is bad news. And as the world goes into this economic implosion, you're going to see more and more pressure for wars, because these mega corporations make money off of it while all of our nations basically lose. And they get to take more of our rights and freedoms. They get to stage terror attacks and then say Iran did it, or Iran might actually respond. You know, that's what's so creepy about Santorum saying kill Iranians, bomb them, blow them up, assassinate people. What is Santorum going to do if the Iranians do come over here and start killing people? Oh, how dare them blow something up or kill military people or kill scientists? That's terrorism. Well, it's terrorism when that's being done to Iran. I mean, you can't say the bad guys torture, but then we torture, we're the good guys. Or you can't say in foreign countries they secretly arrest people. Well, here we put it on paper. Again, reality doesn't line up to what the special interests are saying and doing. Now, I got a bunch of other news. We've got an amazing interview coming up in the next hour with a woman who had the state police come after her for not vaccinating her 2.5-year-old daughter. She's a very well-spoken, nice lady, professional lady. She's going to be joining us. We've got a bunch of clips here. We're going to expose the hoax that it's the law. You've got to take all these vaccines. But I want to go to Alice, Tim, Gus, Jay, Michael, and others. Alice in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a big fan. I've been a subscriber for 7 years at least. And I've been sitting here every day lately looking at the Prison Planet TV screen, looking at that link to your slow kill Holocaust story. And I wanted to make a point that I don't think has emerged in recent days, as you've been talking about the importance of Americans supplementing their diet with proper nutrients because the food no longer has it in it. And you can't possibly be healthy and of normal weight unless you do.
Oh, listen, I was always wondering why I was hungry, hungry, hungry. And it's because the vitamins I was taking weren't liquid, weren't powder, so I wasn't absorbing enough. And I never really took them regularly because they didn't have much of an effect. Now that I actually take minerals and vitamins every day that I can absorb, I'm not as – I mean, my hunger's cutting like half. So, of course, the weight's just pouring off me. Sorry, go ahead.
That's about half of it. I did an enormous amount of research several years ago when it suddenly dawned on me. I'm 66 years old. When I was a kid, nobody was fat. Nobody was fat. I mean, there just weren't fat people.
And people ate big old chicken fried steaks and everything else.
When I was a teenager, we ate hamburgers and fries and milkshakes and all the same general food groups that people eat today. But then it began to dawn on me, And I came up with a hypothesis. I said, they've done something to the food. And I spent 2 years researching this, and I came to the conclusion that if you eat at the trough of big food, because of ingredients they have put into the food supply that were not there when I was growing up, you are going to be fat, and then you're going to get sick, and then you're going to end up in the clutches of big pharma.
Well, ma'am, let me stop you. You're absolutely, it's on record. 50-plus years ago, they started putting the bisphenol A and all the plastic linings and products in newspaper print. On record to sterilize and reduce fertility. It causes obesity. It increases cancer. And then it's all the other additives and things. And you're absolutely right. I've looked at studies on it. I mean, when my dad was a kid, I mean, the meals were giant. 4 or 5 fried eggs, hash browns, sausage, everything at dinner, you know, chicken fried steak, 4 or 5 vegetables, grease everywhere. And none of them were fat. It's because it was real food, even though it was, quote, unhealthy. It's the additives, all of it, on record, totally screws you up and makes you obese and unhealthy. And that's what you're saying you found from your research?
I lost 80 pounds by making a food rule that if I couldn't have eaten it in 1960, I won't eat it today. That means no high fructose corn syrup, which, by the way, is a seriously bad thing for your body.
Oh, it fries your pancreas. It manipulates liver function. That's on record.
Absolutely. No aspartame or other artificial sweeteners, and no monosodium glutamate and the other names it appears under, because MSG has the same function in food. You remember those clever scientists?
Alice, you're on fire. I want to come back to you, and I'll get to everybody else, too. But I want to hear more from Alice.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What an incredible testimony from Alice, losing 80 pounds, simply reading the ingredients list and all these petrochemicals and things that they're adding, not eating it. That's what we do at my house. Now I'm getting the vitamins and minerals and nutrients I need, and I've lost over 30 pounds in 6 weeks and just feel awesome. My wife had already been healthy, for the children and herself. Over the years, I've gotten very unhealthy, just not caring about myself. But I've started to turn that around with God's help. This is done by design. I mean, they're legally allowed, because they got a law passed, to add silicone to the foaming agent in most of the fried products that you get at the stores. I remember when I first heard that about 5-6 years ago, I go, that can't be true. I searched it. There was CNN even reporting it. I mean, no wonder organs are failing. No wonder. The Japanese government in World War I, they were involved on the U.S. side then. And this is all part of the record. You can go look up the history of MSG. They were feeding basically rotten food to the troops. And they found if they put MSG on it, they'd still eat it. It'll make a rotten rat taste like pumpkin pie. And it's an excitotoxin, very addictive. And it's in hundreds and hundreds, well, thousands really of things. But I'm going to go to other callers, Alice, anything else you wanted to add for people?
I just wanted to make the comment that Americans were appalled when they learned that the scientists had figured out how to make cigarettes even more addictive by adding chemicals to them, yet we have sat by and allowed them to add chemicals to our food to set up the very same addiction cycle in the brain. Why do people continue to buy this crud?
And by the way, that's not your opinion. We've got Dr. Blaylock, top neuroscientist, brain surgeon tomorrow. He's written peer-reviewed papers 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that are now mainline science and have been adopted. And now they know that all these things are addictive. These companies, they knew aspartame was addictive. Most poisons are actually addictive. I appreciate your call. It's so incredible once you learn the truth. It's so unbelievable that the system wants to make you sick. We're going to be breaking that down in the next hour. I want to go back to calls here, but don't forget, we have the answers that break this down. In fact, this video, made in Europe, it's English. It's in English, but it's not available in the U.S. That's why we saw it and ordered it from Europe. We're the main distributor here in the U.S. Scientists under attack, genetic engineering and the magnetic field of money, a film about courage, secrecy, and danger, an amazing film. It's won all these top awards, the Kansas International Film Festival, Indie Film Festival, Accolade Film Festival, ARPA Film Festival, Columbus Film Festival, Maverick Movie Awards, Maverick Movie Awards, and a bunch of others. The point is that you want to get Scientist Under Attack, available at Infowars.com, along with A Noble Lie Exposing Oklahoma City, along with all the other books and videos and T-shirts. And by the way, we still have the deal going where you can get Infowars.com and then the Fed bumper stickers at cost. A bunch of different packages. You get a whole bunch of them. Please, in a revolution, don't stick them on government buildings. Only stick them on your own property, your own car. We are going to go ahead and get some stencils for Infowars.com manufactured, but not, I mean, imagine the wake-up call if people spray-painted Infowars.com all over Austin, Texas. Illegal and lawful places on the side of your business, on your car, on your T-shirt. Imagine, just in Austin, what would happen if it's got to be 100,000 listeners out of a million people. I mean, I walk down the street and more than half the folks, that drive by end up stopping and talking to me now. It's gotten crazy. Imagine if everybody put Infowars.com on everything, but only in legal and lawful areas. The globalists are putting poison in our food and water. This isn't a time to actually get aggressive or anything. I mean, come on. All right, we're going to, seriously, don't do anything. Do observe private property. Now, government buildings, well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.